probably is like five, one through five, is a little bit of that sort of like, why are we here? Why are we talking about prospecting and really the need to fuel growth, and what is the approach that we should be taking with it? I'm just wondering if it's helpful, is that something that Brett might want to leverage?
It's just kind of
a thought.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe he doesn't want all of them, but you know, if that conversation is still happening and it's helpful, I would just offer that up. Like if there's interest in doing that, because that would be obviously a great setup for us to then come in and talk about the local marketing piece and the programs that can support that.
Right. So just to give you a snapshot, again, I'll forward this to you. His focus will be, number one, expanding the tone, the expectations, and the vision for prospecting beyond what has historically been at Schwab. Essentially sharing his perspective on how the branch has evolved, their relationship, and how the sales model has evolved over the years from where we started to where we are now and where we anticipate going. Second point is sharing the experience of building his own practice, and this is where he makes it personal and relatable, makes it a compelling story, how he built his own practice on prospecting. Then the third one is the importance of prospecting to the role itself and to the firm. This is where we get into a little bit of the metrics that they were introduced to early on, the growth plans, the five-year plan, the importance of the overall expansion model and what the markets represent in terms of Schwab's overall targets. And then, of course, just generating excitement around the mindset, the way we think about prospecting and what the expectations of the learners are throughout the remaining days of the total 9-day experience. So a lot of it is, again, leadership messaging high level. So I don't see any reason why we couldn't re-stress at your level, but I can certainly pass on the pages that you represent, you referred to out of the NTF
that
playbook.
That sounds like in perfect alignment, which is fantastic. I'm really excited to hear that because, you know, there's, like, I think about the one slide that we have, which is that evolution one. It talks about, like, what are we doing today? And how do we now take the great work that has already been done and take it to the next level? Like, that sort of evolution slide seems like it aligns really well with those talking points that you just walked through, that Brett's nice cover. So it's helpful. There are some slides there. You could have that up as background as he talks through it because it seems like it's very much aligned. And we have one, I think it's slide two, which talks about that kind of new mindset and the new approach that we're taking in terms of driving growth. So all of that seems like it might line up well if there's interest in having, you know, something up there for folks to look at in terms of slides as he walks through it.
Right. And again, Brett's on both sides of it in terms of, for example, if he were to be there personally, he said he wouldn't even use a deck. So that's why we've been kind of back and forth with him on even getting anything to go on screen while he's presenting. And we've so far just landed with nothing just yet. So I don't know. Robin, can you add any insights into where you think we should land with Brett's kickoff message?
I mean, based on what I was just hearing, have you circled back around with him yet to ask for his input, or is it just been silent?
We have, but it really is not silent, but not really anything useful. For example, one of the things that Mandy got back this morning was, it's internal use only, I may go with no deck. That was the response that we got, so.
Do you want me to try to reach him?
If you would.
I'm glad to talk to him about something else.
Okay, and that would be helpful. And I know he to his credit, he did say up front back several weeks ago when we initially talked about all of this, that he would be really locked up from now until about the middle of this month, so.
Yeah. Okay. All right, let me talk to him.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Right. Mandy, did you get everything you needed in terms of our tracking for compliance on the local marketing segments, the modules?
Yep.
Okay, great. Great, great.
I'm good there, thanks.
Okay. Let's see, I'm jumping ahead in terms of things that have...
Hey, Wes.
Yes.
Wesley, just really quickly, technically, so for those sessions, I'm wondering if we're going to be getting, like, meeting invites for for those particular sessions that we need to lead on the local marketing prospecting pieces.
Yes.
I know
yes.
You shared with us the overall calendar, but I was wondering if we're getting individual ones on our calendar so that we can plan accordingly.
Right, that's correct. And Liz and I last talked, she had said she was going to get with you to make sure that everything was good. And so if that's still the case, Liz and I did go over the time blocks to make sure, one, that they were enough for what you needed to do, and two, that they were sequenced right in terms of when you started the modules and then what would happen by the time you got to the last module. So if you all have had that conversation, then I think we're good, and you should get those today, if not sooner.
Yeah, we're good. And then the other thing is we did change the titles on these.
Okay.
They better reflected what the content was, even though they capture the spirit of what the existing titles are.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely get them on the calendar, because I did review the flow, which is the most important part of it. And now let's just confirm what it looks like on the calendar so we know.
Okay.
I just want to make sure we have that held. Yeah.
Yeah.
We can help.
Related to Elaine's earlier question about context, anything you could share with us about the affinity assessment session would be very helpful, because that is something we touch on in all three modules.
Oh, excellent.
So
okay.
It would be good to know what the context is around that before we get all of these people in a room.
Absolutely. We should hopefully
the last
be...
question we would have, and sorry.
No, you're okay.
You talk about a Shark Tank, which
yes.
I think is on the calendar called Individual Prospecting Plan Review and Discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any expectations for us around that? Let's get that nailed down to...
Yes. Yeah, I will have that. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Be sending that out as well. So... Okay. So yes, I will certainly get out the affinity segment. Hopefully we'll be wrapping that up today. We had a flurry of conversation between Wednesday and yesterday, and hopefully that should all be tying up today. The vendor is very responsive, and again, we already have a working relationship with them through Kelly Arnold's team. So we've had wonderful success in making modifications and making sure that they are aligned with our desired outcomes and desired experience for our FCs. Right. So that moves us then in terms of updates to the next week, day 36. So a few significant changes here. Hosting, there are two new elements that I am connecting with Lindsay Brown, who's also on Elaine's team, I believe, for us to actually deliver, us being the learning manager. And because they actually have what they call an event in a box, I hope I got that right, Elaine and Liz, as well as the newly announced quarterly campaign. And so the idea with both of those is to take what's already out there. I'm going to be just talking with Lindsay to make sure I have clear idea of the intent and design, the intent of design of both the event in a box and the quarterly campaigns. And so once those, I have that in hand or in mind, after conversing with Lindsay, I'll be working with Mike to see what he needs to actually walk through those elements. So I already have something roughly built together based on those two pages on the local marketing site. And so after I meet with Lindsay, she was in an offsite this week, so I wasn't able to get that done this week. So. For our walkthrough on Monday and Tuesday, you'll at least see the framework that I put together based on those two sites, and hopefully we'll be able to firm those up by week's end, depending on Mike and Lindsay's availability.
So Wesley, I think this is Elaine. This is, I think it's perfect to, you know, highlight some of the resources, campaigns, programs that are available today that they can start to leverage it. So love that idea. And yes, we were in the offside, but I think Lindsay's schedule should be more open going into next week. But I guess for those sessions, what is the goal there? Is it more of a working session, or is it kind of walking through what exists today?
No, it's a working session. Majority of the second week is all working. Application, practice, activities, all to reinforce everything that was laying down as a foundation in the first week.
Oh, okay, great. I guess I might just add to that then that there is an opportunity to leverage some of what is in the module on the local marketing, the one that Liz talked about, which is developing a successful local marketing plan, because that does also go into like understanding your market and who you're going after, and that is so key to then determining which marketing programs or campaigns to tap into and leverage within their community. So that idea of like we've got lots of turnkey programs, templates, and marketing assets available, but they need to also kind of have a good understanding of their community and market to be able to determine like which ones am I going to leverage that kind of map into helping me deliver on those growth objectives. So I think it would be great to have that working session that be thinking about not just the, you know, what is the best approach to take with events and with the quarterly campaigns, but even broaden that to the next level of saying, like, okay, if you want to build awareness within your community, there are local ad templates that are available, and they have the ability to promote themselves there and talk about their capabilities and offerings in terms of wealth management. Like, it would be great if the working session kind of expanded to that level, so that they end up being able to kind of create a mini local marketing plan coming out of it.
Exactly. Right. And that's exactly our goal, to have all of these plan pieces to come together as sort of their capstone, all of which, or at least all or a portion, once I get a better understanding of how it all fits together, will be a part of their, what they defend on that final day.
Great. Okay. Well, and there is and I'm sure that in the meetings that you and Liz have had that you talked about this, there is the worksheets and templates that we have for the local marketing plan that feel like it would be great to leverage. Like, we won't have time in our sessions necessarily to maybe all of that building out. We can introduce it in the module. But then maybe taking that kind of worksheet and then building that into the session that you're talking about, that might be a great way to kind of connect the dots for them.
Absolutely. That is the design. So we are in sync there. Thank you. Thank you for affirming that. All right. Real quickly, Liz, on the titles, can you just shoot me an email with what the new titles are so we can go ahead and update the calendar and then send out those invitations to lock that time in?
Sure.
Okay, great.
Yep, we'll do.
All right, thank you. Okay, the next piece. Go ahead.
Liz and Elena, are you participating in Tyson's Corner, or will you be participating via video?
We're planning to be there in person.
Awesome. Okay, thanks.
That's why we wanted to make sure we get everything on the calendar so we can start to kind of plan. We've been on the road but this is a great opportunity, so looking forward to it.
Great. I will get the invites out today.
Okay. Next piece, Etiquette Advocate. That's one we have, are securing, I should say. Everything has checked out. Even Grant had an opportunity to meet with the vendor in person. Nothing but great things. This particular vendor understands exactly what we need, what we're after, and is able to get everything aligned in the way that we're looking for it. And so we are very close to getting that finalized agenda, what that will look like. Had a wonderful conversation with the vendor on earlier this week, and so looking forward to nailing all of that down so we can get it through our approval queues. Chris has been instrumental in making sure that this particular vendor is also moving along through the vendor management protocols, so that there won't be any issues there as well, because they are a new one as opposed to, or in contrast, I should say, to our other ones through Kelly Arnold, who've already been, those vendors have already been pre-vetted, whereas this is a new one, although there looks like there will be opportunity to continue this relationship going forward as we continue our branch expansion efforts. All right, there's also another one, vendor that we'll be meeting with on next week. This one is around what I called, I think it was earlier this week, and our meeting earlier this week. The green room specialists, essentially taking a lot of what they've learned with the affinity, I should say pieces of what they learned with the affinity piece in terms of their networking and influencing skills, and then really laser focusing in on projecting personal power. That's actually the name of the session. It's a very short session to prep them in terms of it goes beyond the scope of their individual positioning or elevator speech, but it turns it into a bit of a conversation and how to navigate any pitfalls and how to counter any barriers, things like that. This is in preparation for the individual prospecting plan. So it's a two-parter. The first part, let me back up a little bit. So I just told you about the vendor projecting personal power. The next part is where they actually spend time refining, building out their individual prospecting plans, of which the marketing will be a portion of that. Then the next day is when they actually defend their plans before the Shark Tank panel that we have come up with in terms of modeling that show. Now, to date, I know we have Elaine and Chris, Chris Miller and Medina Bolin as part of the panelists. Didn't know we had any other recommended ones or people that wanted to participate, because again, we want to keep it lively, fun, and competitive, very similar to the game show, but at the same time, looking for all of the different points in terms of what makes a good plan. Based on everything that they will be expected to know at this point. This is their capstone. So if there's some interest there, certainly want to identify those folks earlier. In addition, I also thought about Gage in terms of approaching him as well, but right now we just have those three. Okay. Any other questions for me? Those are my updates for today. Look, and the rest of my time is going to be spent preparing for our walkthrough on Monday and Tuesday. Looking forward to meeting many of you and seeing some of you again. But any questions for me?
It's great to see it all coming together. No questions for you, Wesley.
All right.
That means we must be in a really good place.
Let's hope so. It'll be given its fire test on Monday, so.
So this is the last in the series that I set up. And I know that each of the groups have individual meetings still with Wesley. Were these four groups? meetings helpful? Should I continue them, or do you think we're at a place where we would be fine with just the check-ins with Wesley?
So, Mandy, my perspective is if we want to have another one, I would push it out 2 weeks to the 20th. So,
right.
Just to bring everyone up to speed, next week, next Monday, or this coming Monday and Tuesday, we're going to meet in Phoenix to review the whole schedule and content for the prospecting module. So, we'll talk about it front to back, see if we need to make any adjustments, and if we do, then we may have some updates to provide. So, I would say let's plan on meeting on the 20th.
Sounds good.
So, this is Liz. What prospecting module are you referring to?
Well, the whole growing your business piece in FC University, that 2 weeks that Wesley just walked through.
Okay. And that's happening next week, do we need to be involved in any of those conversations because since we're finalizing the module?
Likely not. I think we're looking at it from a scheduling and training perspective. I think we're pretty well locked in terms of schedule. At least I'm comfortable. We may come away with, hey, have we thought about, you know, this talking point or this area of focus? And if we do, then we'll loop you in. But I think with respect to the other modules that we've walked through in FCU, I think Wesley's piece is pretty well locked in. So I don't want to occupy your time.
Okay, great.
So that won't be beneficial.
That sounds good. We're happy to leave it in your capable hands. I just wanted to make sure
cool.
We have
your... No, yeah. I don't want to tie you up on something that just wastes your time.
Okay, sounds good. Sounds like then a check-in probably would be helpful also, especially if those conversations are happening, and just make sure that we're all aligned. I want to make sure that we're helping to connect the dots as well when we go through our sessions and, you know, reinforce any points that may have been shared earlier on.
And so, and to that point, Elaine, one of the things I know I mentioned earlier but really didn't dive into was getting time with Liz, yourself, and Lindsay, perhaps, along with our learning manager for that week that we actually do the working sessions so that we can literally do our own walkthrough of those activities that follow up on your four-module presentation. And so looking to probably do that. I know that we have the walkthrough next week, but I want to begin conversations perhaps a week from today, and then come back again that following week to do a significant walkthrough of the entire thing, if that's reasonable.
Yeah, I think that sounds good. It makes sense. If we could just put some holes on calendar. My calendar is a little bit crazy, and I'm starting to do quite a bit of travel. So I definitely want to do that. I think it makes sense. If we could just, even if we're not sure if we're holding time, that would be really helpful.
Okay. Great.
Thank you.
Hey, Wesley and Mandy, I don't know if we have it on the calendar already, but if we want to include, especially for that first week in growing your business, Gloria, we've been doing facilitator walkthroughs for the other weeks in FCU.
Yep.
Okay, great. Yeah,
that's all for today.
It is. And now that you bring up facilitators, I know Gloria is traveling, but I don't see Mike on those days because he does have the second week. I don't know if he's not available or not. Just wanted to point that out.
Hi. Actually, you know what? I have one more question. I should know this, but how many participants are there going to be?
18.
19. Okay.
Oh, it's 19 now?
Okay.
Yeah. See, I knew it.
It keeps growing. There's 18 now, but there will be a 19th person that will actually join the week of the prospecting topic. So.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Okay. So most of them are new to Schwab, but there are a few that are AFPs, is that correct?
They are promoted to SB.
Right, so that their AFC is promoted, but are most of the other participants new to Schwab? I just want to sort of get a sense of...
Yes. I can send... I have a roster that I can send to you to give you an idea
right.
of, you know, where they're from. Yeah, what their past
life
has been.
Yeah, that would be really helpful.
Okay, cool.
Excellent. Yeah, that would be great. Thank you.
Now, Amanda, you said that 19th one will start?
Yes, he's actually been with Schwab for 3 years.
Okay. So hopefully they will have already gone through Edge?
Yes.
Okay, great.
He did. I think it was earlier this year.
Okay, good deal.
Okay, well, let's wrap this up. I will get some meetings on the calendar, and we'll talk in a couple weeks.
Great. Thank you all.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.